On Wednesday night, about 40 people gathered on the ice for a couple hours to wrap up the Curling Spring League. Kara Colburn says she loves the diversity of this crowd.
It's all different kinds of people in all ages, and everybody's kind of in the same boat, so it doesn't matter if you're old or young or male or female, you're all out there just throwing rocks.
At its most basic level, the goal of curling is to try to get your team's rocks closest to the middle of a painted circle in the ice.
It's a kind of a combination between chess, shuffleboard, and bowling. There's a lot of strategy involved in it, and it's kind of like shuffleboard in the way you got the shuffleboard, you got the pucks that you slide down to the other end with the circles on the other end, the bullseye that you try to hit to.
While most of us don't know the ins and outs of the game, more and more people are becoming familiar with the sport.
Do you get a lot of funny reactions when you tell people you're a curler?
Yes, although as we get things going with the club, less and less of that reaction. But yes, we do get funny looks. They'll say, oh, that's that thing we see on TV where they sweep and yell at each other.
We got the window. Yeah, come on, we got the window. Come on, come on. No, stay on the guard. Stay on, stay on. All right, all right.
The broom, or brushing itself, will do two things. It'll bring the rock further, so it'll make it travel a little further. And it also keeps the line of the rock straighter. So it curls on a rotation. If you sweep, it'll curl less. Keeps it on a straighter path. But you can't really determine the direction. The spin of the rock will determine that.
The TC Curling Club is hosting 32 teams from the U.S. and Canada for a tournament this weekend. Four-time curling Olympian Debbie McCormick will play for a team from Detroit. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Wanchura.